everybody. I'm back. It's me, the outstanding original, the oracle of ideas. I'm O'Shea, repping for the nation of Podcation. And tonight, we have the NXT TakeOver 31 review. We know we had a lot of stuff going on this week. We have an NXT championship match between Finn Balor and Kyle O'Reilly. We have the North American Heavyweight Championship between Damian Priest and Johnny Gargano. We also have Io Shirai versus Candice LeRae for the NXT Women's Championship. Lots of championship matches. Can't wait to dive in. Kicking off NXT TakeOver 31, we had the North American Heavyweight Championship match between champion Damian Priest and challenger Johnny Gargano. You guys know how I feel about Johnny Gargano. Little guy, I love what he does in the ring. Very athletic, awesome moves in the ring. Shout out to Johnny Gargano. Damian Priest has grown on me. When I first saw him, I was kind of tweening on him. Really didn't like him too much, but over the last few months, he's grown on me. He's improved in the ring. His promos have gotten better. I like the swagger that he's got now that he's got this North American Heavyweight Championship belt on his waist. Back and forth action here. Johnny Gargano takes over early. Damian Priest fights his way back. They do some awesome moves. Shout out to Damian Priest because I love that he uses the Razor's Edge slash the Outsider's Edge, that Scott Hall's move. I love what he does in the ring. Damian Priest gets the win here. I'm going to give this match 3 stars. Next up on TakeOver 31, we had Kushida versus the Velveteen Dream. You guys know how I feel about Velveteen Dream. Mute Velveteen Dream. Let's get him out of there. Nobody likes him. Nobody cares about him anymore. His gimmick is old. His gimmick is stale. It's over with. After he did his little thing with the Twitter and being in other people's inbox, especially underage people, it's over for Velveteen Dream. WWE needs to let that go. I like what Kushida's done over the past couple months. Velveteen Dream made his return and tried to reestablish his dominance against Kushida. Kushida made his comeback and beat the hell out of the Velveteen Dream. So these two do have a little bit of history. I like the build to this match. This was a nice match, hard-hitting action. I like what Velveteen Dream can do in the ring. Very athletic dude, but I just don't feel his personality or his gimmick anymore. Kushida's always been dope in the ring, even when he was in New Japan. Transitioned over to NXT, been kind of eh, but he's really good in the ring. These two put on a phenomenal match. Kushida gets the win here. I'm gonna give this match 2.5 stars. Next up, we have the NXT Cruiserweight Championship match with my man Santanos Escobar of Legado del Fantasma versus Isaiah Swerve Scott. I like what NXT has done with this feud. I like Santanos Escobar a lot. I like his swagger. I like the way he carries himself in the ring. I like all of his matches. I like what he does. And I also like that he's got his cronies Wild and Mendoza to have his back. Isaiah Swerve Scott, he's really good in the ring, very athletic. He needs a little work on his personality a little bit, but he is really phenomenal in the ring. These two are gonna put on a hell of a match. This feud has been going on all summer long. We've been seeing Isaiah Swerve Scott take his shots at Santanos Escobar. They've been in triple threat matches. They've been in tag team matches. They've been in six-man tag team matches against each other. So shout out to these two. Been waiting for this match all summer long. You guys know this was a high-flying, hard-hitting action here. Stuff that I like here. I like the NXT Cruiserweight division. Not as good as the old school WCW Cruiserweight division, but it is a nice secondary. I like what they do. Shout out to Swerve Scott. He can do some amazing things in the ring. Flips, dives, submissions. Everything that you want in a wrestler, Isaiah Swerve Scott can do in the ring. Like I said, just needs to work on that character and those promos a little bit more. You know Wild and Mendoza are not gonna let Santanos Escobar lose this match without some sort of interference. They come down to the ring. We get a Santi Adonis. He comes down to the ring to save Isaiah Swerve Scott from Wild and Mendoza, but still not enough. Santanos Escobar gets the win here. I'm gonna give this match 3 stars. Next up on NXT TakeOver 31, we had the NXT Women's Championship match between champion Io Shirai versus Candice LeRae. Now, Candice LeRae, she put on a great performance. I really was not feeling her, but she put on a great performance at NXT a couple weeks ago when she won the Battle Royal to become the number one contender for Io Shirai's Women's Championship. Shout out to Candice LeRae. I just thought she was kind of a side act, comedy act. She's just been doing the stuff with Johnny Gargano as the Garganos. Wasn't really feeling that too much, but she can go in the ring a little bit. I like what she does. I like Io Shirai. I like what she does in the ring. She's an awesome wrestler. She's an awesome competitor. I like what she does. I like her moveset. I like her selling the ability. She's awesome in the ring. She does need some promo work, but obviously she's coming from Japan and this is a language barrier thing. So shout out to her. She tries her best on her promos, but what she does in the ring, absolutely phenomenal. Io Shirai can do pretty much anything you ask of a female wrestler in the ring. She can fly off the top. She does submission stuff. She does outside of the ring stuff. She does all the dives. She's phenomenal in the ring. I love watching her matches. She is one of the best women in the world today. With some surprising moments here in this match, Candice LeRae looked like she was going to win at a couple times. I was about to say, is she going to be the new women's champion? Shout out to the Fink, RIP. Is she going to be the new NXT Women's Champion? It was a couple times in this match where I was like, oh, she's got it. She's got it. She's got it. But Io Shirai gets the win here. I'm going to give this match 3 stars. Then we get a pre-recorded message from Toni Storm. And we get the returning Ember Moon. I've been wondering where the hell she's been at. I'm so glad they brought her back to NXT because her being on the main roster was a big waste of time. Next up, we had the NXT Championship match between champion Finn Balor and challenger Kyle O'Reilly. Woo, woo, woo! I was loving this match here. Kyle O'Reilly just became a star. Finn Balor still one of the best in the world. Shout out to both of these guys. They put on a phenomenal match. If you have to go back and watch anything from this pay-per-view, make sure you watch the NXT Championship match between Kyle O'Reilly and Finn Balor. Great match. This was a really, really good match here. I could watch this match over and over again. I love what these two do in the ring. Kyle O'Reilly's really good on his ground game. Finn Balor can battle back through pretty much anything, any adversity. Kyle O'Reilly gets him down on ground. Finn Balor, he wrestles his way out of it. These two have high spots off the top rope action, outside of the ring action, anything that you could want from a wrestling match. This gives you all of it. Was times in this match where you felt like Kyle O'Reilly could do the impossible and beat Finn Balor. Several close calls, several false finishes. I love what these two did. I love the story that they told in the ring. Kyle O'Reilly got so close to becoming NXT champion. I would have loved to see it. I'm a big, big fan of Kyle O'Reilly. Finn Balor got busted up really bad here. He is bleeding from his mouth there. You know Finn Balor, he fights through anything. When he won the Universal Championship for the first time, he hurt his shoulder and pushed through that match. He's just got blood just gushing from his mouth. Finn Balor hits the coup de grace to get the win. I'm going to give this match 4 stars. After the match, we had Ridge Holland bring Adam Cole down to ringside. Adam Cole's all beat up and he just drops him at the ringside. Then we get the rest of the Undisputed Era. They rush out to the ring like, what the hell is going on? Looks like they're trying to push Ridge Holland versus Adam Cole. We'll see where that goes. I want to see Adam Cole in the Undisputed Era graduate to the main roster. NXT TakeOver 31, I'm going to give it 3 stars. I was really debating on 3 or 3.5 stars. I'm going to go with 3 stars because why not? I really like the show. What Finn Balor and Kyle O'Reilly did was so fucking phenomenal. I love what they do in the ring. Shout out to Finn Balor. I hope he's okay. I know he looked like he was nursing a few injuries and with his jaw and his mouth being busted open. So shout out to Finn Balor. Way to retain your championship. Io Shirai looks like she's got some new potential challengers in the women's division. Really, really excited to see what they do. I'm so glad to see Ember Moon back. She has been missed. I love what she does in the ring. Shout out to Damian Priest for retaining his NXT North American Heavyweight Championship. He put on a great match with Johnny Gargano. But who's next? I'm hoping for Timothy Thatcher. You guys know I've been down with Timothy Thatcher in 2020. Please, NXT, WWE, whoever the hell it is, please get rid of Velveteen Dream. Why is this guy still around? Let's go ahead, give him those future endeavors and get his ass out of WWE and NXT. You guys know what time it is. Like, follow, share, subscribe, support the Nation of Podcation. We're on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your favorite podcast, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.
What up, everybody? It's me, the outstanding original, the oracle of ideas. I'm O'Shea from the Nation of Podcation. If you like pro wrestling, check out my weekly pro wrestling reviews at Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your podcast, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the oracle of ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.